Hi, welcome to the Speaking of Sex podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we usually offer sex advice so you can have an extraordinary sex life. And you can find a complete podcast archive of over 200 explicit sex advice-filled podcasts over at pleasuremechanics.com. Today, we're doing something a little different. It is a few days after the 2016 presidential election, and we are both feeling a little
shaken up. We cannot do business.
Traumatized.
As usual.
Depressed. You know, we know that this podcast reaches people of all political persuasions, and no matter how you voted, we love you, and we strive to serve you and assist you in having an amazing sex life. One of our goals in starting our sex education company was to reach people all across the country, and we purposefully left our home in San Francisco because we felt like it was too sheltered a place to live if we were going to truly serve people all over the world. We wanted a bigger perspective on how people's sex lives were going, and we wanted to serve Kansas, as we said. Like, let's shoot for the middle of the country and try to reach as many people as possible because we're really all in this together. And we still believe that. No matter how you voted, you are still part of our community. But for us as women, as queer women, as queer family, for me, as someone who relies on the Affordable Health Care Act for life-saving medicine, I am scared right now, and I'm crying. It's usually Charlotte that cries on this podcast. The results of this election that really surprised us, we went out and voted for Clinton, I'll out us, with our daughter, and felt really positive about that. She's not our dream candidate, but we felt like she stood for good values, and we are excited to elect the first female president and a Democrat. And when the election results were coming in, I think we were blindsided, like a lot of people were in this country. So we just wanted to speak from this place honestly. You know, we had podcasts coming up about getting your sex drive back and oral sex and orgasms and all these things, which we'll talk again about. We're excited to get back there, but we couldn't authentically talk about that today from where we're at in our bodies. We've both been feeling pretty
ill.
Say more about that.
So much of our life's work is about creating a culture where there's less sexual shame, and there has been so much sexual shaming and that has gone on in this election.
Sexual shaming and divisiveness and judging of other people and elevating certain groups of people over others, all of that is directly against what we stand for.
Yeah, and the piece around this person being, you know, a known sexual assaulter. And that we're choosing that anyway, I really cannot stomach that we as a nation think that that's okay, good enough, reasonable, safe. It's just all kinds of not valuing women's bodies that is being...
Okay, but we said we're not going to get into his politics specifically or judging him as a candidate. I think what we really need to talk about is how we're all feeling physically in our bodies, what that means as a country, because a lot of people are now feeling fear after the election, and I think a lot of people were feeling fear before the election and feeling isolation both before and after the election, and this affects all of us no matter how they voted. So I don't really want to get into, like, judging Trump as a person.
Great.
The ballots are cast.
Yep.
And we will be vigilant against limiting his damages in the office, but that's not really what
scope
we came here to do.
Fair.
I wanted to hear more when you said we're feeling ill. Like, this is, I think, goes to the core of what we're feeling, because our emotional views, our intellectual views directly affect our bodies. And you and I have both been physically sick for the past few days. And I think a lot of people are feeling the physical effects of this. And this is so connected to what we do, connecting our emotions and our mental states with how our bodies feel. And usually we're pushing people towards feelings of orgasm and ecstasy and intimacy and connection. And right now people are feeling very distant from that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
I think that anytime we're feeling intense things, whatever that is for you, it's important to give ourselves space to feel those for a while. We don't want to linger and we don't want to stay in them for too long and sulk. But I think that if we're having strong and intense emotions, it is okay to let ourselves feel them and give ourselves space for that.
But when you say feel, you're not just talking about this mental space of, I feel scared. I think you're talking about this deeper process of feeling it in your body, noticing what your body's response to emotions are. And I think this is the piece a lot of people need to be reminded of, that your physical state is directly impacted by your emotions. So everyone who's listening to this podcast, check in. How have you been feeling the past few days in your body? What have the symptoms of this election been for you? Maybe you're feeling hopeful and triumphant after your vote for Trump and he won unexpectedly. Like, what did that feel like in your body? What does that sense feel like? What does it feel like if you're feeling scared and worried about what his policies will mean for you and your family? How does that register in your physical body?
And you have to let yourself switch off from your mind, which may be trying to keep you busy, may be trying to stay strong so that you don't...
Well, a lot of people, it was all over Facebook, it was like, there's not enough alcohol to drown these emotions. A lot of people turn to substances, whether that's food or alcohol or other drugs, to numb out what their bodies are feeling. And what we're suggesting is to go into what your body is feeling and really honor that and pay attention to that so you can feel it fully, so your emotions have a place and a home in your body, and so you're more aware of that cycle of the physicality of your emotions. And what I really want to get to here is this idea that no matter if you voted for or against Trump, no matter how you're feeling about these political results, I think this election really was all about fear. It was all about people feeling scared of their futures, scared of the cost of healthcare, scared of the school system, scared of gun control, whether that's people taking away your guns and freedoms or the amount of gun violence that there is in this country, fear of the racial violence that's happening, fear of environmental damage. Like, there is so much to be afraid of in the world right now. And what's happening, sadly, and this was reflected in Britain's recent vote, it's being reflected all around the world in a political upheaval. People are scared of the future. And what we really need to be doing as people is coming together and talking about this fear, talking about our vulnerabilities, being able to honestly express our concerns and our feelings, and then start coming up with solutions together. That's how progress gets made. That's how science helps us find solutions to these really big problems. And instead, so many people are self-isolating, using the news cycles as this constant drip of fear, adrenaline, and really fixating on their fears and their anxieties and letting that rule their bodies. Like, there's a reason that so many Americans are on anti-anxiety medications, anti-depression medications, sleep medications. We're medicating these problems away instead of using our human skills and ingenuity to come together as a community, talk about what's going on, and realize that we're all in this together. Like, it impacts all of us. What happens with gas pipelines and oil pipelines? What happens with clean water? What happens with our school system? Like, really, when you get down to the bottom of any of these issues, like, it affects all of us. And instead, we are being divided and we're being driven by fear and anxiety instead of coming together and finding solutions, which is happening. Whenever I get totally despondent, I listen to TED Talks, I go to science, I go to podcasts that are talking about the hopeful solutions people are coming up with. And that's where I find my hope, is that people are innovating and finding solutions together. But really, when you go out in public, like, no one talks about how they're feeling, honestly. And when we went to our favorite local cafe the morning after the election, because I just couldn't bring myself to cook eggs. And the place was packed on a Wednesday morning. Usually we'd be one of two or three tables there, but the place was full and everyone was there seeking the same thing. And that was solace and community, being around people who were also feeling scared and upset. And people started talking. There was this whole conversation across tables. this is strangers. What I'm concerned of.
Yeah.
What did you think of this? Why do you think this happened? Why do people vote this way? Is it about racism or is it about sexism? Like, there was this whole conversation happening. And I'd love to see those conversations happening in union halls and in bars. Like, what would it look like if the guys at the end of work went to the bar and instead of focusing on the sports game and, like, getting all riled up over who won a stupid game with balls. I'm sorry, sports have their place, blah, blah, blah. But really, we focus our attention on these other distractions instead of being like, wow, I'm really worried about the fact that our wages haven't increased in 3 years. Like, how's that affecting your family? Oh, we're really struggling to afford healthcare right now. How about you? Like, yeah, my son just got diagnosed with this and it's really scary because my wife doesn't have, you know, it's like, what would happen if those conversations were happening amongst men instead? Or even, how's your sex life, buddy? Yeah, it hasn't been so great since we've had a baby. How's yours? You know, what would happen if we were freaking honest with each other and honest with our emotions instead of being distracted by fear and anxiety all the time and being so shamed of being honest about our emotions that we lock them down, medicate them away, and pretend they don't freaking exist? What would happen then?
Yeah, honesty and vulnerability, sharing what is going on honestly, is a solution. It takes courage and it takes strength to be honest and say, I'm struggling. This hurts. I am scared. I feel alone. I don't know what to do. To have those conversations with your nearest and dearest, whether that is your partner, whether that is a dear set of friends or family, like opening those conversations.
And with strangers. And with people who think differently.
Fair enough. Yeah. But those are pathways to more intimacy, both with yourself and with each other. And I feel like what we need more than anything right now for all of us, no matter what we believe, where we're voting, is connection and intimacy and creating more love through connection. And sharing what's really going on for us is a beginning to creating that with each other. And we just need this. Like, this is what we need right now as people. We need more love. We need more community. We are encouraging you to not be isolated, to not feel depressed. It's okay to have all of these different kinds of feelings, but let yourself feel them. And when you really feel what you're feeling, it moves through the body more quickly. You don't get stuck there forever. People are often afraid to let themselves feel because they feel like they'll never be able to end that intensity of feeling. And the fear of letting yourself feel blocks us from actually just like having the feeling and it'll be done in 5 minutes. It'll be intense and then you'll be able to move into a different place.
I guess it's just a challenge to expand your ideas of who your community really is and who are the stakeholders in the struggles that you have in your life. Like, who is also affected by the wages in your job field? Who is also affected by healthcare, by school systems, by all these things that are so at stake? And when we get down to it, who's affected by environmental issues? All of us. Clean drinking water is a luxury, not a right. And we might in our lifetime come to the place where you cannot turn on the tap and drink the water safely. It's already happened in a lot of places, including communities really close to us. And it's just really important that we recognize that we're stakeholders together as humans and that we can solve these issues together as humans when we get past the judgment and shame that are culturally created to divide us and to weaken us as a populace. And in preparing for this podcast, I got into this whole rubric about what sexual justice means and all of the different points of sexual justice and ending sexual violence and why this is important to us in these times. And I questioned whether or not you guys want to hear that. I'm not sure how much about sexual justice and sexual violence you guys want to hear. But one of the points there was really remembering that judgment around sexual orientation, around sexual activities, sexual shaming has a negative and violent impact on all of us, no matter what your orientation is. If you're a married, heterosexual, white couple living in North Dakota and you have 2.5 children, it affects you too because we get your email saying, I'm really struggling with sexual shame around this. I have this desire and it doesn't fit with my perception of who I am as a person. And it's so important to remember that these categories, this sexual shame, is generated on purpose by our culture to make us afraid and to make us afraid of one another. And the only solution to that is to recognize sexual diversity, recognize all of our rights to a healthy, consensual sex life, recognize that we need to end sexual violence for everyone, men and women, boys and girls, because that affects all of us and breaks up marriages down the road and breaks up families. We are all in this together, and we often get emails saying, you know, as queer women, why do you stick up for men so often? It's because we recognize that the sexual health and happiness of men is completely integrated with that of women. We can't be separate. We can't be divided around these things. We're all in this together. And no matter what you're struggling with, whether it's sexual shame, which is probably why you're listening to this podcast, you have some sexual struggles you're going through, or you want a happier, more liberated sex life, or you're dealing with financial issues, job insecurity, all of these things, like, you're not alone. And recognizing that you're not alone, both within your communities right now, there are also people staying up at night with the same worries you have, and you're not alone through history. Humans are resilient, and we've dealt with these questions before and come up with solutions. That's the only reason we're here now, to be feeling these feelings again. We are resilient. We are built as social animals, and the only way forward is to be connected intimately with other human beings. So I'm encouraging you to turn off your TV, get off Facebook, even though that seems like a tool for connection. Often it feels more isolating and alienating than anything else. And get out in person with other people that live nearby and just start talking from a more honest place. And take baby steps if you need to. But when you say, hey, how you doing, man? Really mean it and be there, listening to the response, and be willing to be honest in your response. What if instead of, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm fine, I'm busy. What if instead of that response, we started saying, yeah, I've been worried recently, or I'm not so sure about what's going on with this and that, or, you know, what's going on with our school district is really concerning. How are you feeling about that? Those are the conversations that are going to bring you closer, make you feel less alone, make you feel better in your body, which will give you a better sex life in the very end. But ultimately, that will make you feel more connected to other human beings. And that's what we're trying to say today, is get out there, connect with other humans, and try to feel less isolated, no matter how you feel about this election. Whatever side you voted on, let's try to be more connected as a human family. So that's the only way forward we know. Any closing thoughts, my dear? Do we get to go back in bed and cuddle and pretend like this never happened?
Until we go out to other community events and...
Which we did last night. We went to two different things. One was like a strategic brainstorming, what's next action steps to bring our community closer, post-it notes and boards and whiteboards, and that was really fun. And then we went to a park and lit candles and sung a few songs with other people and gave hugs to people we loved who were feeling really scared and vulnerable, and both of those felt really good to do yesterday instead of just being alone at home together.
Feeling worried.
Yeah.
Totally. It felt like that was really valuable and important to shift our awareness out of just feeling worried into how do we connect with our community and be focusing on actions and also giving ourselves space to grieve and mourn and feel what we feel. So
as always, you can write to us, let us know how you're feeling, and you can find us at pleasuremechanics.com. We're here for you as always, and we love hearing from you.
We want you to know we really do care about you, whether or not you agree with us politically. You know, like, that really is important to us. Like, we are all connected. We are all humans. There is a lot more that is similar about us than different. And our commitment again and again is to ridding all of us of sexual shame, of finding pathways to feeling the ecstatic in our own body, in having authentic relationships that feel right to all of us. You know, these are things that are for all of us, and we care about you. Even if we experience difference in how we see the world, and that's valuable. So you're welcome here, even if you are a Trump supporter, is what I want
to
say.
That's true. And together we're going to have to face the outcomes of this and many other political parties together. We hope we're in it for the long run, and we shall see how it all plays out.
Feel free to write to us and tell us what you think about all this. We love you. We read everything. We care about you.
All right. We're here for you. We're in it together. Go get and give a hug and have a real honest conversation. See what happens in your body and be in touch with us. We'll be back next week with sex advice.
Yeah.
We'll do something like kinky and fun and feisty just to get back on track. Let's talk about spanking or
something.
Getting done in the bum. If you want, go have an orgasm. It'll probably make you feel better.
Amen.
All right.
Okay.
Love you.
Take care.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.